Always have a great time at Wildcat Chevrolet, and it's always a pleasure to talk with Michael. And I think for the first time ever, we got Stacy on with us, and Stacy is a little nervous at first. He did a good job of it.
Oh, I'm sure Stacy done a good job. He hung in there good. Yeah, you may get Andrew on there, too. I think he wants to say a word. You can get him on there maybe before you leave.
He slips in here. This is our last break today. Get Andrew in here. Love to have him on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Stacy, send him his way.
That'd
be good. So, you know, you guys, we were talking about customer service, and really, you guys have been dealing with a lot of customers over the years, but you always look for new folks who want to come by.
Oh, yes. We always welcome new customers in, you know, in the door all the time. You know, our biggest shortcoming right now, everybody has shortcomings, and our biggest problem that I face on a daily basis right now is our service department because of the size. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we started the dirt work on it. We'll get this new service business built up, the new service department built, and that will help us a lot. And that doesn't just help us for the service people walking in the door. That's going to help us on our sales side also. And so it's a issue that we've been dealing with for some time, and hopefully we'll get that rectified within the next 12 to 18 months.
Can you tell me a little bit maybe what's the service department going to look like when you get built?
Well, it'll be 12 bays. It'll be a large building over here to the east of the building that we have now. And it should be, you know, if we get it built the way I have it visioned, it's going to be a really nice facility.
You need that, though. You, as you mentioned, just to get people taken care of, it's so important people want it done in a timely manner.
That's right. That's right. And that's our biggest shortcoming now. It's just there's so much, you know, vehicles are so expensive this day and time. You need to repair them. Repairs is a big part of the business. The parts, you know, everybody, it doesn't matter if it's what industry you're in right now, parts is a problem, getting parts. And so that's where, you know, we just have to do the best we can and get those parts in here. But that's our shortcoming.
It's pretty impressive what you guys do, though. Great service department, great sales department. And you guys work hard. We were talking about this with Stacy. You guys work hard to find the customer what they want. If there's something particular they want, you work hard to find them.
Well, we try to find the customer what they're looking for, what they want. You know, we're not the high pressure sales like most of the dealers in the region. You know, we want to earn your business and you come back after the sale. That's our main thing.
That's the important part because, you know, you're going to need another vehicle down the road 4 or 5 years. Are people keeping vehicles longer, Michael? Are they trading more often, or is there any really
well, –
is there really?
Can you tell there's me? A lot of trading going on. I mean, it's, you know, we have a lot of people that trade real often, and then there's some people that's keeping them longer. But I would say to answer your question, there's more trading going on now than there has been in the past. It's just because I think the price of vehicles – they want to trade before they lose a lot of value. And, you know, we had a lot of appreciating in vehicles over the last few years, too.
Yeah, I know at one time, back when the market was going, you guys were buying trucks and cars and buying them left and right because they really had gone up so much in value.
That's right. But it's taking a correction now. It's settling back down after we had the pandemic. We've had the correction, and it's still trying to find its way of being back to what if there is such a thing, a new normal.
Is there a new normal? Yeah, I think that's it. You, man, you also, you talked about Andrew, and I was hoping Andrew might stick his head and say hello, but Andrew Baker, in the what he does, he really helps take care of that process. That for years, people, you'd have to go other places, but now you get the whole process of buying here.
Yes, you can do the whole process here. We have the financing here in-house, and we have a lot of good loan institutions we work with, and Andrew does a good job to try to find the best deal for the customer and do it in a timely fashion. And you know, that office is very important for taking care of the customer because you know, if someone doesn't do the right job in that office, he can hurt the customer, right. And we don't want to do that. We want to respect their credit worthiness and all that. So that's the best thing to do is to take care of them. And Andrew does a great job.
Happy customers when it comes back in a couple of years when they need a new vehicle.
That's right. They'll be back again.
Wildcat Chevrolet. And, you know, I think the scope of this dealership, and, you know, you guys, you were looking at a map a while ago. You guys have a tremendous reach out. There are people who know what you do, and they're return customers not only here locally but across the country.
Yes, you know, it's the internet sales that's really helped us out. The WildcatChevrolet.com has really become a brand. We've branded it, and it's known around the country, and we have a great following from around the country. We go, you know, I would say a 250, 300 mile radius is a pretty easy to say now. And we are reaching out as much as 500 miles away as far as our advertising, as far as in the Auto Traders and the Cars Guru and the Cars.com and that era.
All across the state with on our Ag Edge network too, which we appreciate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have the radio across the state. We, you know, you travel all around, and I hear people tell me all the time, well, I heard you and you know, Hodgenville or Prestonburg or wherever they're at. They hear me all over.
That's good. We appreciate that, Michael. Appreciate your partnership. Always enjoy working with you, Michael Oliver, Wildcat Chevrolet. Happy National Ag Week for you, and I know you guys will enjoy your customers and the farmers, and appreciate all they do for you.
Well, I hope you all have a great week, and we really appreciate you all and what you all do, you know, here locally and around the state and with the Ag Network, and y'all do us a great job, and we're very fortunate to have WKDZ and right here in our hometown.
It's National Agriculture Week. We're on the road. Wildcat Chevrolet finishing up here.